Listeners, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for young audiences. Bang on those walls. Tell the sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
From JM1 Correctional Centre at Windsor Studios.
If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it. Hi, it's Pat Mack coming to you from John Moroney Studios, keeping you company. Welcome. You're listening to Jailbreak. It's great to have your company. I'm here with my mate MC Ramon with our story and our music.
Thanks, Pat Mack. Welcome. It's great to be here, man. Thanks for having me. Hey, it's great to have your company as well. Coming up on the program, we have all sorts of stuff for you. Prison time and how we're going to change and strategies, how to fix things and songs that meant a lot to us. Me and Pat, we're like homies, you know, inside the wing here and that, where we're keeping it real and that. We talk a lot every day. Pat's got some songs that mean very, very lot to him and he can relate to it, so do I, you know. So we're going to share that with you a bit later on.
Where does your name come from? It's not one I hear every day.
Everyone, when they hear my name, Ramon, they're like, Raymond. I go, no, Ramon. They go, Raymond. I go, Ramon. They go, but your name's Latino. It's French, you know. It's Spanish. It's cartel. And I go, no, it's not. From North Lebanon, you know. Very holy place on earth, man.
Hi, I'm Pat Mack. I found out about Jailbreak from people in jail, believe it or not. When I heard the word Jailbreak, I thought I was getting out. Nah, joking. Jailbreak's where it's at. When I found out about Jailbreak, I immediately wanted to take part in it. We were showed, obviously, some stuff from Jailbreak that had already been on the station, and we thought it was pretty cool, pretty happening, so tried to be a part of it. Jailbreak's a community service. All participants receive a letter of recommendation. MC Ramon's got a little bit of a rap he's going to do for us. I've been anticipating this since lunch, so...
It's MC Ramon coming to you live from JM1. I'm sitting here with Big Pat, the Mac, and Kate, and it's been a privilege being here. I love it. When I first heard about Jailbreak, I wanted to be a part of it because, the MC makes me feel good. It's great, you know, to share my story and some rhymes that I have inside me and listen to the songs and share the music that I like. Yeah, some of the songs about my life to share with you guys. Some of them is like how I was feeling at the time when I committed some crimes that I did maybe 20 years ago while I was doing addiction and whatnot.
Ramon, what was happening for you?
Well, what was happening firstly, I used to wake up on Saturday mornings and watch The Rage and that. And all my friends, all the houses I go to would be smoking pot, you know, and stuff. And they all listen to R&B and stuff and rap and that. It was after I lost my younger brother selling drugs, you know, and I had some depression along the times, you know, I lost my siblings and stuff, you know, drug dealing and stuff like that, you know, drug deals gone wrong. And yeah, then I started listening to the music and it just made me feel good. And I think, oh my God, that's me, you know, and the music actually made me stronger. And then I realized there's more art to it than, there's more meaning to it than just about drugs and crime and stuff, you know. It's about the music itself and makes a person feel good when they got nothing.
So, you know, I've got a tattoo myself of a mate and he was my best friend. And he was basically, yeah, my brother, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't have any brothers growing up, but he was basically my brother. So I really related. Yeah, so it sounds like we both had quite a bit of trauma in our lives. It's hard to hear other people sort of saying, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of feel for MC Ramon. I know what it's like to be close to one of the boys and lose them when they're basically your brother, you know. Like, there's no forgiveness in this world sort of thing, in that sort of lifestyle. So if you're out there feeling really low, you're inside, suicidal, thinking doing yourself in, or maybe you're inside, maybe you're outside and you're not feeling too good either, you know, you never know how you're going to feel tomorrow, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be another day. You can turn things around, you know what I mean? First thing's to tell someone how you're feeling. People think, oh yeah, what am I going to do, talk to a counsellor or something? But if you don't have a counsellor, then obviously you tell someone that you are close to, somebody that you trust. You definitely got to tell someone. Something my friend Phoenix told me, tomorrow is another day. And I know that just sounds cliche, but if you think about it, like, in the morning the sun always comes up. And so does the way you feel. So no matter what happens, don't give up on yourself. You got kids out there, don't give up. They need you.
Yeah, for feeling suicidal, you know, like Big Pat Mac said, I was going through rough times in year 2000. I was in prison, I had a sentence, and I got taken to the police station, I got sentenced again. I came back inside, and my Asian mate who'd done like already 13, 14 years said to me, "Remind man, keep your head up, you know, like whatever hits you, only let it make you stronger, and get along with it, you'll see better days." And you know what, I ended up winning my appeal. He was so right, you know, I kept training, kept praying to God. Sometimes things aren't as bad as what they seem as, at the time. You think your girlfriend's cheating on you. There's really nothing happening, man. It's just all in your head because you're inside, you know. If you turn it around, train, maybe do some courses, some edgo, speak to some people in the real life. Music makes you feel less alone. Jailbreak's here keeping you company with my co-host and friend, Pat Max, connecting you with the outside world. I'm Ramon, bringing you my story this week.
This is 2SER. I'm Pat Max with you for the next half hour. Bang on those walls. Tell the sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
From JM1 Correctional Centre at Windsor Studios. It's F the World by Tupac about the crime he was allegedly charged with. This is how I was feeling at the time when I lost my brother, and the song sort of made me feel a bit better. Like, he was a pretty troubled person too, so I related to him. Here it is. It's F the World by Tupac. Shakur.
The following track may contain rude language, rude words, so if you're sensitive, just switch off. Stay away from the pack jails. Told the judge I'm in danger, and that's why I had that 4-5 with one in the chamber. Fuck the world. They're trying to say that I don't care. Woke up screaming, fuck the world. They're trying to say that I don't care. Just woke up and screamed, fuck the world. They're trying to say that I don't care. I woke up and screamed, fuck the world. They're trying to say that I don't care. When I was coming up rough, that wasn't even what you called it. That's why I smoke blunts now and run with alcoholics. I'm getting flexed to me, coming from my enemies, and in their dreams is hell where they sending me. Have I lost control or just another soul? A car full of motherfuckers when we roll. Sipping on yak as I sit back. Life is a Big Mac. Brothers come up and say you did that. Never take your eyes off the prize. And even if you getting high, don't ever hesitate to try. Cause you can fall off or stay brawling. Niggas, we all in. And then my motherfuckers calling. Fuck the world. They trying to say that I don't care. Woke up screaming, fuck the world. They trying to say that I don't care. Just woke up and screamed, fuck the world. They trying to say that I don't care. I got up and screamed, fuck the world. They trying to say that I don't care. I woke up and screamed, fuck the world. They trying to say that I don't care. Man, fuck the world. Damn, they wanna label me a menace cause I'm sitting here sipping on Guinness. Weighing 165 and these chicks should die for being jealous of a brother when he rides. I can see it in your eyes. You wanna see a young player falling? They hate to see a nigga balling. Some of you suckers is plotting, plotting on what I got. And then you wonder why I shot him. Stop giving game for free. They wanna hang with me like being a thug is the thing to be. But I got love for my homies, the G's and Max. And if you're black, you better stay strapped, nigga. Fuck the world.
They tryna say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They tryna say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They tryna say that I don't care.
I got up and screamed, fuck the world. They wanna know if I claim the click that I'm hanging with, and if I'm down with this banging shit. Well, homie, I don't give a fuck if you blood or cuss, long as you got love for thugs. But don't try to test me out. Stall that, homie, this is thug life, nigga, and we all strapped. I've been through hell and back, and if I fail black, then it's back to the corner where we sell crack. Some of you niggas is busters. You're running around with these tramp-ass bitches, don't trust her. But don't cry, this world ain't prepared for us. A straight thug motherfucker who ain't scared to bust. Fuck
they're
the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up and screamed, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up screaming, fuck the world.
They're trying to say that I don't care.
I woke up screaming, fuck the world. Fuck the world.
F the World by Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, I related to that song.
Hope you're enjoying this selection. This is Jailbreak. Jailbreak's here keeping you company, getting you through your time.
Hi, I'm Pat Mack. I'm here with my mate MC Ramon with our story and our music. This is 2SER. I'm Pat Mack. You're listening to Jailbreak. It's great to have your company, and I'm with you for the next half hour. Bang on those walls. Tell the sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
From JM1 Correctional Centre at Windsor Studios. So here's my first rap. I wrote this back in 1993. I've used some context of other songs, changed the names a bit, and I've put in my own. Yeah, it goes out like this. This I am, but I'm not just saying it. I'm taking my time and laying it down the track, which might be slack, stitched right down through my ears like black. These rhymes are mine, I meant it, but when I say I'm down, I meant it as well. According to a scientific breakthrough, these rhymes are designed to make you react with passion and come in attraction, and you pay the bail and non-stop action. Keep it fresh like loyal to the foil. MC of the year, you hear it and you fear, something for your people in the front and the rear. I handle the side, I drive by in the coupe, right? You really thinking everything is really all right? You know, when I come wicked, and I need no permission. MCs, I'm going to kick it. Kicking up dust, kicking it up like a biscuit. I'm stuck with my Glock at your block. Anyway, it's me and Pat MC here, and it's Ramon the Don till I'm gone. I maintain an army full of lunatics are against Hep C. Thank you.
That was fantastic, MC Ramon. I'm glad I waited through the anticipation. It was well worth it. Ramon, when you were mentioning being involved in some crimes, actually, a little bit close to home.
Come over there, mate. Come straight for you. You might see how they're listening and tuned in. I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves, having a good chew. Enjoy the night of the week. And enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
Hearing I was running from the cops, caught up in the game, and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town, drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out, looking at for needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share, just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from a jail cell. And if the Grim Reaper coming on, going straight
caught
to
up
hell.
In the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now we're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now we're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
My mom had made crimes with rattery. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story. Keeping on the low key till the day they set me free.
It's trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. as I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out to God for this soul to be safe. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change, cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way, so you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down your chain. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now we're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down your chain. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now we're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
Growing up in Kempsey was a place to be, and there's no fee, you can look for free. Stay alert, and you see the cops chasing me, cause I'm just another dungutty brother caught up on the streets, running amok, doing drugs and not thinking, feeling like the Titanic as I'll be sinking. Oh man, it's time to take a stand, I'll take a hand, tell my baby daughter blessed, I will see you again.
Late at night, when I'm laying in my bed, thinking about all the crazy shit I ever did. And yeah, I'm surprised that I even survived. Cause life is a cruel game, I'm trying to stay alive. And I know it isn't fair, they're the cards you were dealt. And I got no one to blame but my own damn self. Keep rolling, keep strolling, and focus on getting my parole. And keep your head held high, looking up to the sky. Even after 7 long years, my spirit's still alive.
Caught Up, featuring The Last Connection. The musical collaboration between young Aboriginals in the prison system and the award-winning Aboriginal hip-hop group, The Last Connection. Hi, it's Brad here. Caught Up is also on a DVD. If you'd like to see Caught Up the DVD in your centre, get in touch with Jailbreak. Caught Up.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us. Write to Jailbreak 2SER, Post Office Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales 2007. It's 2007 for the postcard people.
Hey sis, Hep C, how'd you be?
Oh, proper stressed and worried.
When there's no need to be.
Take the test.
Yeah, right, because we want our mob's health to be the best.
You know there's a cure?
If you're on the outside, call the National Hep C Helpline on 1800 803 990.
If you're listening on the inside in New South Wales, ask for your bluey or go see the clinic nurse today.
Jailbreak's here, keeping you company, getting you through your time. You're listening to Jailbreak, coming to you at John Moroney, right to yourselves. This is 2SER. I'm Pat Mack with you for the next half hour. Bang on those walls. Tell the sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM from John Moroney Studios.
Tell me, Pat, how are you going to use your time? I'm going to make the most out of it, you know. I'm going to do my courses. I'll ticked everything, you know. You know, as a programs manager, I ticked everything in the box. Drug and alcohol, I need help with counselling, psychology, obviously, psychiatry. You know, I've been coming in and out since 1996, you know. I need help with everything, so I'm open to everything. I come to Edge as much as I can. There's plenty of time to train. I think programs comes first, education comes first. Doing my artworks, you know what I mean? It's the best, man, the acrylic paint. It's fantastic, you know. I just picked up People's Choice Award outside for my art painting, and I didn't even use a paintbrush, you know how hectic's that? I didn't even use a paintbrush, Pat. I can't tell you all my trade secrets, you know, my artwork, but...
Congratulations, Ramon, that's fantastic. I'm still stuck on what he was saying, not tripping out about your girlfriend cheating on you. I think that's a big demise for a lot of people. I know it is for me. I know that's part of the reason I took a lot of Xanax. But yeah, the artwork, the courses, like as Ramon was saying, I myself, like, I've signed up for everything because I know I need everything too. One of the things I'm going to do while I'm in here is not view it as in custody. I'm going to view it as, say, maybe, you know, being in the army. We're all wearing the same uniform. Our health can be at risk. In some ways, it's easier than being on the street or being homeless. You know, you get to kick it with other boys and all you got to really do is muster and keep your head down, you know. Like, it's just the way you see things, your perspective. But, yeah, definitely while I'm in here, I'm going to be doing the same thing as Ramon. I'm going to be... signing up for everything, doing every course I can. Sure. Yeah, for sure, you know. Look, it's no point in wasting the time you've got in here.
Yeah, give yourself a chance, Pat. That's the best thing I've heard, man. Put your name down for everything, mate. Go for it, you know. I think that's a mad idea, man. That's a mad idea. Cancelling's a definite. Drug and alcohol, we've got problems with drugs. You know, maybe some artwork.
What do you use if you don't use a paintbrush one?
Basically, I'm not going to tell you everything, but I'll mix 6 colours in 6 little jars and I'll add a bit of water to each jar so the texture's running right. I empty the 6 paint colours into one particular cup in a certain way. You can't just pour them in there. You've got to be taught how to do it. Then you put the canvas on top of the cup, turn it upside down and use gravity. Use gravity in a certain direction and the end result's fantastic, man. I done a quadriptych painting last year at MSIC, you know, the injecting gallery last year. Every year they've been asking me to enter it. I'm like, I'm not an artist, man. I can't draw. I can't draw. I can't paint. I can't use a paintbrush. They go, come on, man, you can. One of the nurses showed me in the last stage at the comp. She goes, so what's your story to your picture? They really like my picture. I go, well, one of them's like a contour map from above. It's all about how you pour the cups into the one cup. And the other ones is like life on the other planets. It looks fantastic, man. Each one sold for $110. My fourth painting was Practice Done Perfect, you know. It's really good, man, here and outside. Do yourself a painting or two, yeah. My paintings, it was like a bunch of scribble, man. And they love them. Pat, talk to me, man. Do you have any passions, hobbies? What is it?
Sure. I love music. Play the guitar on the outside. Music, I guess. But I want to get into the art. I'm even thinking about getting one of them art kits on the activity buy-up thing. So I'll have to get you to show me how to paint.
I've done the SMART program before. It's very, very hard practicing it in the real world just to live an abstinent life. You got to go to a meeting every day. There's guidelines you got to follow. You can't just, yeah, I'm all right, I'm clear, I'm not going to pick up. You're going to white knuckle it. You know what I mean? You're going to go back to what you've been doing for the last 20 years. What you're good at doing is picking stuff up and taking it. You know what I mean? Let's face it.
If you don't know what to do, then do something. You know, keep yourself occupied. Stay out of trouble. You know what I mean? Do something productive. You know what I mean? Don't waste the time. Time's the real currency. So when someone gives you their time, they're giving you time out of their life. It's something that should really be appreciated. Do something, do anything. Remind, we've signed up for these courses and we're not going to waste our time while we're in here. So don't waste your time either.
It's all about connections. You know, New South Wales Health, they cover everything, especially for us in jail. In JM1, we've got it made here. Everything's made for us. We've got help with getting out. Are you on methadone, Subutex, Suboxone? Do you need some help with your release? Connect with the services that can make it easier to plan our release while we're in jail, man. If you want to put your hand up, don't be shy. Like Big Pat said, words of wisdom there, man. That's awesome, Pat. I got a lot out of that.
This is 2SER. I'm Pat Mack with you for the next half hour. Bang on those walls. Tell the sisters to tune into Jailbreak here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Now, Pat, what do you got for us? You must have a track now in mind.
Yeah, this one's a little bit close to home. Immortal Technique is an artist that I relate to a lot of his music. He's more in a way, he's a political sort of activist artist. Not aligned to any political allegiance, but he's very sort of thought-provoking in a lot of his raps, a lot of his songs. This one, Caught in a Hustle, is also a little bit dark. It talks about, you know, going to jail and being caught up in sort of the hustle of, yeah, Immortal. He's got a really good voice. Immortal Technique, Caught in a Hustle.
They say the odds against me are crooked and impossible. Like I was born with a hole in my heart. It's an obstacle. I left to die by the doctors in the children's hospital. But I never lose hope. Success is psychological. The world is volatile and the street is my education. Shaping the nation like the blueprint of a mason. While Shawshank record deals get you raped on occasion. So I'm focused on my economic situation. I'm like the little kids on TV that dig through the trash. I hustle regardless of the way you talk, shit and laugh. A lot of niggas drop science, but they don't know the math. Cause they mind is narrower than the righteous path. It's funny how on the block niggas that kill you for cash but never raise the gun to cry out freedom at last. The Cold War is over but the world is still getting colder. Atlas walking through the projects with the hood on my shoulders. I would like to raise my children to grow to be soldiers, but then a general would decide when their life would be over. So I work hard until my personality split like the Black Panthers into the Bloods and the Crips. They said I'd never be shit, but now I sit and reminisce like Yeshua Ben Yosef flipping through Genesis. Ignorance is venomous and it murders the soul, spreading like a virus, running red but out of control. So if I should ever fall and get caught in a hustle, let them know that I died while I fought in a struggle. From the hood rats to rich kids lost in the bubble, spray painted on the streets and in the subway tunnels. Write it down and remember that we never gave in. The mind of a child is where the revolution begins. So if the solution has never been to look in yourself, how is it that you expect to find it anywhere else? Immortal Technique in the streets, back on a hustle, cause 3 strikes and get you life for stuffing cracks in a duffel. Upstate behind steel gates, attacked in a scuffle. Razor blade stuck on the side of pencils, hacked
back to your muscle. But the emptiness is what bleeds you to death when it cuts you. And it's the lawyers, not the inmates, scheming to fuck you. Trying to fight the system from inside eventually corrupts you. But that's what you get when you put a corporation above you. And it's the people that love you that seem to hurt you the most. Sometimes when they die, you find yourself cursing a ghost. But you make success, nobody delivers your fate. Sometimes you give and you take, since prehistoric vertebrates crawled out of the lakes. And that's the truth about life. More to do with the ghetto than your car rims or your ice. Cause even though we survived through the struggle that made us, we still look at ourselves through the eyes of people that hate us. But I'ma make it regardless of the trumped up charges and semi-automatic barrages that empty the cartridge. Post-traumatically scarred kids and try to be brave, cause niggas backstab each other just to try to get paid. Turn cannibal like knights during the crusades. Afraid of responsibility, addicted to greed. Beating a girl, purposefully losing a seed, as if we bound to the destiny we used to receive. So if I should ever fall and get caught in a hustle, let them know that I died while I fought in a struggle. From the hood rats to rich kids lost in a bubble, spray painted on the streets and in the subway tunnels. Write it down and remember that we never gave in. The mind of a child is where the revolution begins. So if the solution has never been to look in yourself, how is it that you expect to find it anywhere else? I used to wonder, I used to wonder, don't believe it. And then I saw the way they portrayed us than everyone else. They cursed us to only see the worst in ourselves, blind to the fact the whole time we were hurting ourselves. I used to wonder, I used to wonder, don't believe in themselves. And then I saw the way they portrayed us than everyone else. They cursed us.
And that was Caught in a Hustle by Mortal Technique. This is Pat Mac and Ramon coming to your cell here on 2SER 107.3 FM from John Moroney Studios, keeping you company
from JM1 Correctional Center at Windsor Studios. Man, I love your voice, man. You've got a mad voice on the radio, man.
It's been a privilege having your company. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnock at Sydney's 2SER on the lands of the Gadigal people. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present.
Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us.
Families outside can email jailbreak at 2ser.com or check out our Facebook page, search for Jailbreak Radio.
Why don't you write to Jailbreak at 2SER, PO Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales, 2007.
Yes, this is the final track, hopefully, maybe not, but this is the last, this is the final track. So if you like, guys, just remember, man, you can go up to your wing officer, they won't laugh at you, request a song to Jailbreak, and you might get yourself through, you know, but listen to it every week. Don't be shy. This last song is from our group right here, right now. It's from Big Pat Mac and Kate and Facilitator Kate and myself, Ramon. It's from Iggy Azalea. It's Bounce. It's just to make you feel happy and to relax and bounce around a bit, you know. Be happy, you know what I mean? And she's a very, real bright lady and she's made it in the real world. It's really good, you know. Tune in and tune in loud.
Shake it, break it, make it bounce.
I don't wanna hurt you, but I'm about to work you. Watch your mouth drop real loud. I'm turning you up, I'm burning the clutch. Full speed, both feet to the floor. Feet to the floor. DJ running that back once more. Time to party, that's all I know. Grab somebody, tell them baby, 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 let's go. Shake it, break it, make it. Shake it, break it, make it bounce. Make it bounce. Leggy, eggy, getting them tipsy, tipping them broads, hundreds and fifties, pulling them man's got black, got shitting on everyone, sipping whatever we feeling. Real, real good, hands to the ceiling, dancing, we dancing, we spinning, we spinning. All about money, the nights never. Make it bounce. Shake that shit, shake that shit, shake that shit. Sweat it out, go nuts in this bitch. Still spinning and watching my hips. I see you watching my